This is Matt Wells at UN News. All societies are undermined without quality schooling for all, said the president of the UN General Assembly in an interview just ahead of the International Day of Education. Tijani Mohamed Bande has convened a high-level meeting to mark the day on Friday, and he firmly believes that, among other benefits, education helps strengthen self-esteem. The leading Nigerian academic and diplomat told Liz Scafidi that nobody should be left without access to a quality education in the classroom.
My background has helped me to appreciate better that quality education is key to life. Education helps to strengthen your self-esteem. It gives an ability to understand better other cultures. It gives you an opportunity to learn a bit about the history of other people, other places. It also gives you a skill to have something to do post your formal education. And education is to be understood in the totality of what it does in the life of individuals, in the importance it also has in terms of skills it gives to people, in terms of the technologies that are created because of education. Education, I think, is to life.
What would you say is the main obstacle to accessing quality education?
Many factors. In some places, it may be whether you are male or female. In other places, it could be whether you are able or disabled physically or mentally or in any other way. In some places, it may be because you have no money to pay tuition. And in some places, the schools are far away from your community. Many factors can be hindrances to access to quality education. Whatever the factors, I think the international community has come around to understanding that education is a right. The Covenant on Human Rights, to begin with, as with many other human rights instruments, have appreciated that education is a human right. If you deny education to an individual, you do a lot of damage to that individual, and societies are affected if individuals in large numbers do not have quality education.
How would you rate the quality of education available in most countries?
No country or community has enough education. We just want to make sure that we constantly upgrade and improve our education in terms of what is on offer, in terms of the depth, in terms of the way in which we are able to teach. So each country can improve and should improve on many aspects in relation to many elements of its educational system, whether it is curriculum, equipment, whether it is environment of school, quality of its teachers, policies of exclusion or access. All these are elements of the system.
A new UNICEF report shows that spending on education is heavily skewed towards wealthier households. How can more equitable financing be channeled in?
There is a connection between social class and access to education around the world. And that's why, as a policy, we have to have public support to ensure access by all human beings to quality education. This is key.
The UNICEF report also revealed that a third of adolescent girls from the poorest households have never been to school. Can you comment on that?
It is true more broadly, but it's even more so in relation to countries that are poor. To ensure this is the case, we have to look at policies in those countries and also see what kinds of support other countries are able to offer, whether it is countries or organizations or foundations, to make sure that, one, the poorest of households have the same opportunity to access public education, quality public education, as the rest of society. And two, to ensure that no social category is left out of education, whether they are women or of a different racial background. In some countries, whether they're also disabled, in terms of what kind of policies are in place to guarantee access to the physically or mentally disabled.
It's almost like a vicious cycle. People are uneducated, so they can't get out of poverty.
That is true, but we're not condemned to continue to repeat the cycle, because there is dedicated advocacy around the world in all countries to ensure quality education, regardless whether countries are in conflict. There is understanding that even in conflict, children should go to school, and that with this kind of push, which we have to do more still, there is a rising proportion of individuals, more and more, who have access to education.
How does this factor into the Sustainable Development Goals?
For us, as an office of the Presidency of the General Assembly at the 74th session, we are focusing on the connection between quality education and Sustainable Development Goals, on the premise that hardly any goal can be reached in terms of the target without quality education. And therefore, in a lot of respects, quality education is at the center of Sustainable Development Goals. And that's why we are dealing with the goals, but we are giving privilege to quality education, among others, as key.
In practical terms, what are your aims in contributing to the promotion of education?
What we want to do is to continue to advocate for access to quality education, to advocate for practical means to exchange information and ideas, but beyond it also to see whether through there we're able to find concrete support to countries that are left farther behind, whether it is in the provision of basic infrastructure to guarantee that people are able to go to school, and to also key into what has been known as Safe Schools Initiative, to see that those in learning environments are safe and secure, and that we also have curricula that allows for people to have a good education, to allow them to adapt to change. It should give you a sense of critical thinking, and this is key to education.
Do you feel that the international community has a large role to play?
Education always talks in terms of equivalence. We should understand that when we talk of education, when you say somebody has a degree, say in history, regardless of country, there are certain things you assume the person should know as somebody trained to that level as a historian. So there are standards that are more and more international in terms of equivalence, even though each educational system is also a cultural system, may take and should take naturally from its cultural setting. But beyond this, there's universality of knowledge, which is key. And that's why educational systems may be curricula of nations, but they also are curricula that go beyond nations, because education, like truth, is universal.
So many children are not meeting the basic levels of reading and math. How can that be addressed?
We need to do a study in each case, because in some settings it may be because the quality of the teachers may be not what we want. In others, it may be the situation, the backgrounds of the students as learners. In other cases, it may be that the remuneration of teachers is really so bad that people do not give their very best as teachers. And I think these are some of the issues.
How has education impacted your own life?
For me, it's difficult to remove myself from this because I think I was born on a school compound. I still think I'm on the school compound. It has been my life. Education is giving me an opportunity as a process to understand others, to go to places and to interact with people around the world and to continue to learn every day. So for me, it is really central to my life.
Can you share any of your observations on how education that has helped others?
Most people I know are who they are, largely through how they studied, where they studied, under whom, and how they also help themselves having acquired basic education.
As an educator yourself, how would you say education in your country, Nigeria, compares to that of other African nations?
Nigerian education compares to that of any nation. I don't want to even talk of Africa because it is the same education I had directly from Nigeria that I survived studies in other places. I think all countries have the standard that are appreciable in terms of other cultures, and there may be individual factors, but each educational system learns from others.
What is your message about education to young people and their families listening to us now?
Education is not a burden. You should enjoy the process of learning. You should value it. It prepares you to be a very active and meaningful member of society, but not just your society, but of the international community as well.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
To just wish that all learners all over the world continue to enjoy learning and continue to enjoy also teaching others as they also learn. It is an exciting thing to be in education.